Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Lottery 333, and I come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I do this video for His glory alone. I want to thank all of you for coming today to listen to what the Lord has shared with me, the message that He gave me on July 10th, 2022, while praying. And right before I was about to do this video, the Lord put in my mind Romans 10. And I believe He was trying to show me how important it is for us to be spreading the good news right now. So read Romans 10. It talks about how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. So we are to be spreading the good news right now. And if you do not know the Lord Jesus yet, you don't have a relationship with Him, but you are listening to this video, it says in verse 9, this is pertains to you. It says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So today is the day for you to cry out to the Lord with all of your heart, and He will hear you and He will answer you. And you will then be able to start on a journey on with a relationship, a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, now I'm going to go ahead and read this message. There will be a transcript of it in the link down below, and as well as the corresponding scriptures. The Lord gave me 10 different chapters after I got this message. And not all the chapters are actually relating to the message, but I knew these were the chapters the Lord wanted me to read, so I will share them with you as well. All right, here's what I heard. I heard this. I heard, did I not say that in the last days you would be persecuted? I'm going to say it again. Did I not say that in the last days you will be persecuted? And I believe what the Lord was referring to was Matthew 24:9 that says this, then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And that's in Matthew 24, which talks about the last days. All right, back to the message. As I was, so shall you be, because you are my disciples. Prepare for this persecution, and resolve in your mind and heart that you will remain steadfast and true to me, not denying my name. Though these times seem lengthy and feel like they will last forever, they are only a drop in the bucket in the eternity of time. The suffering and pain lasts only for a moment, but eternity of peace follows. Now it is time for you to put on your garments of righteousness, purity, and holiness. Get rid of the stains of worldliness and bad habits that lead to sin. Be holy as I am holy. To the pure I will show myself pure. As the dark clouds of the storm move in, I will allow my light to pierce through the darkness and rest upon those who follow me with all of their heart. Those who are lukewarm will be given the chance to repent and to come closer to me. However, if they do not, they will be assigned with the tares and the goats, and their destinies will be the same. Excuse me. The time is short, and the clock is approaching midnight. The bridegroom comes for his bride that has made herself ready. Be counted among that number, or the door will close in your face. I am the faithful and true. I am faithful and true. I am the door. I am the light. I am the bread. I am the living waters. I am the key to salvation. Walk closer to me now and trust in no man. Your Lord and Savior Jesus, Messiah and King. And then I waited a little bit, and then I heard this. I asked the Lord if there was anything else, but I heard this. The deceptions and lies are so great that the majority of my people have succumbed to it. They listen to the lies of the enemy because they fill their eyes full of darkness. Have I not said what you are to dwell on? Peace, love, mercy, and grace. whatever is pure, whatever is lovely and true. But most bathe themselves in the cesspools of the world, the media and technologies. If only they would spend as much time with me as they do with their technologies, then they would not be lukewarm, but would be on fire for me. It is all about commitment and who you desire to love and worship. Untangle yourself from these ways and instead replace them with walking with me, and you will see my glory. And that was the end of the message. And then, like I said, the Lord gave me 10 different chapters to read. They will be in my blog. And then I want to read a couple. I want to end with a couple of these scriptures. In Philippians 4:8, it says, "Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things." This is about being lukewarm, and that's in Revelation 3. It says, "I know your work, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish that you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Because you say, 'I am rich, I have become wealthy, I have need of nothing.' And do you not know that you are wretched? You are miserable, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich, and white garments, that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, so that you may see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand in the door at knock, and if anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I overcome and sat down with the Father on his throne." And then the last one, two more I'm going to quickly read, and they're about persecution. This is John 15, 20-21. Remember, this is Jesus speaking, okay, right here. "Remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, and they will keep yours also. But all these things they will do to you for my name's sake, because they did not know him who sent me." And then Romans 8:12. "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble, or hardship, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword?" And the answer to that question is nothing, nothing shall separate his children from Christ and from the love of Christ. Amen.